Hills Realty, Whitney Frazier, agent, KT Roofing, Hawkins Home and Lawn, Butler Heating and Air, Bailey Chevrolet, JB's Health Mart, Iron Brand Realty, J&J Recovery, Don's Auto Service, Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, Edgler and Harper, and by Bell's Body Shop.
All right, we come to you from West Plains High School, and tonight it's Pink Out Night as West Plains Lady Scissors are playing host to the state-ranked Lady Donettes of Donovan High School. I'm Harlan Hutchinson, Dylan Groves in studio. Pink Out Night, huge crowd. This game is going to have kind of a state playoff feel to it. Two excellent teams going head-to-head. West Plains 11-7. Donovan is 16-2. They have two losses this year by a combined total of 8 points. They lost by four to California, 56-52. Then Jackson over in the Boot Hills beat them on Monday, 58-54. So they're coming off a loss. West Plains is coming off a loss as well. That really good Rogersville team the other night. Final of that game was 58-44. And seeing Pink Out Night, a few things have changed, not much, but number-wise, we've got a few changes. The Lady Scissors wear their Pink Out Night uniform. And so let's pick up the starters for this game. So both teams will start with the Lady Dons, 16-2 on the season. Their head coach is Adam Epps. Starting five will be Madeline Reedus, who is a 5'7 senior guard. Sarah Owen is a 5'11 senior forward. Carson Haygood, a sophomore, 5'10 up front. Ellie White is a 5'7 sophomore. And Kenna Kirby is a 5'6 sophomore to round out starting five for Donovan. Starting five for West Plains, Louis Scharnhorst, the 5'6 junior guard. Lucy Hafer, 5'8 junior at guard. Angela McWilliams, point guard, 5'6 freshman. Daley Peterson, 5'10 junior up front. And Jillian Green, the 5'11 freshman post player. Say post player, but she plays all over the place. She may be posting somebody up. She may be firing a three. You never know. But anyway, that's where we're starting tonight. Mike Ruby is on the PA. Gets people to stand as we get ready to tip it off. Here we go. The dip won by West Plains, Billy Scharnhorst. Now Ainsley McWilliams brings it up. She dribbles over, ball knocked away. She got it back, though. Dribbles to the elbow. Jillian Green down the lane all the way. Goes in, right hand scoop. Layup is good. Two nothing. West Plains, full court pressure. Ball tipped away and stolen from behind. Ainsley McWilliams. Two on one, bounce it inside. Jillian Green puts it up and good. Jillian Green makes it, and another steal in the backcourt. Zoe Scharnhorst to the left corner. Shaley's got a three, and it's no good. Rebound to the far side and picked up by Madeline Reedus for Donovan. So a couple of quick turnovers on the Lady Dons down the key. Ball lost to the far side. Picked up, and they'll reset the offense with the basketball. Ellie White now to point to the right wing. Down the left side, White goes in. Left hand layup is good. Good move by Ellie White. 5'7" sophomore. First basket of the ball game. Here's a long three right side by Zoe Scharnhorst. No good. Bounce over the backboard. Dead ball. And it'll go back over to Donovan. 4-2 game, 6:44 to play. Now up the middle of the court. Here come the Donettes. Madeline Reedus all the way to the hole. Lays it up and good. Two buckets the exact same way. Madeline Reedus that time. Now pressure on the ball in the backcourt. Zoe Scharnhorst brings it up. Tie game at four. Lucy Hafer to the point. Ainsley McWilliams. Shaley Peterson hollering for the ball in the paint. Can't get it. Now sets a high screen. Crossover dribbles outside. Now Lucy Hafer. She'll penetrate the lane. Tried to kick it out, lost the basketball, out of bounds, last touch by West Plains. Turnover on the Zizzers. Z4, Donette's 4, and it'll be their ball in the backcourt. Donovan wears black with golden lettering and gold numbers over on the left side. To the left corner, white curls to the left wing, picks it up. Now in the low block, they look backcourt. They'll take it to the middle, double team, scoop shot, right hand, rolls up and around and in for Sarah Owen. 6-4 game, and a foul at midcourt on Donovan as they take their first lead of the night. Foul is on, and Kenna Kirby. First foul on the 5'6 sophomore. West Plains ball at midcourt. Ainsley McWilliams with it. Right elbow, handoff on the pass to Lucy Hafer. She's tied up. There'll be a jump ball, and it'll be Donovan basketball. So two turnovers each side after the fast start by West Plains. They're down now by two. Donovan is really good. They're ranked one spot over Rogersville. You saw how good Rogersville is. Here's a walk to the other end on Donovan. They got the ball to the low block. Sarah Owen celebrated St. Patrick's Day early with a jig. That's the third turnover now on Donovan. Front court right side, Zoe Scharnhorst has it. Zoe gives it over to Jillian Green at the point, hands it back. Ainsley with a long three, good. It looks like it takes every ounce of strength for her at her size to get it there from 22 feet, but boy, she does. Down the key all the way, White, all the way, lays it up and good. West Plains, if they could stop the layup, Donovan would have three less buckets. Front court, left side, Jillian. All the way to the basket. Good. Foul the play in the basket count. She caught it in the corner and immediately took off for the basket. And that was the right thing to do. Madeline Reedus with the personal foul for Donovan, her first, team second. And now Jillian Green will go to the line with a one-point lead. Free throw, good. 10-8, West Plains regains the advantage. West Plains playing straight man-to-man. Let's see if they can keep Donovan out of the lane here. Owens back down into the paint. Goes up left-handed. No good. Picked up, though, underneath. And Donovan will control with Kenna Kirby. Kirby dribbles out, waits, and now gets the ball off to Madeline Reeder. Ball was nearly carried. She got it back. Dribbles to the baseline. Up and under. Far side pass. That was a borderline walk. Good pressure in the corner, and a foul is called on West Plains on Zoe Scharnhorst. So Zoe gets the first foul of the ball game for West Plains. It'll be thrown in on the far side by Ellie White. They'll play it inbounds. They'll set up.